Welcome to Clocking In, Voices of NC Manufacturing. I'm your host, Phil Mintz, Director of the North Carolina Manufacturing Extension Partnership, otherwise known as NCMEP. My role is to drive outreach to NC manufacturers, build relationships to federal and state leaders, and coordinate efforts to drive profitable manufacturing growth in North Carolina. Throughout my time working closely with manufacturers, I have heard the most quirky, curious, and memorable stories. I wanted to turn these stories into a podcast so that others may hear and be informed and inspired. From humble beginnings to manufacturing titans, from tragedy to triumph, I will be interviewing some of these manufacturers who have made North Carolina manufacturing the powerhouse that it is today. Family-owned businesses are an essential part of the global economy. In fact, according to the Family Business Institute, family-owned businesses account for 64% of the U.S. gross domestic product and employ 62% of the country's workforce. In this episode, I'm speaking with a family-owned company headquartered in Burlington, North Carolina, that has deep roots in their community and is dedicated to providing quality products and services to their customers. Southland Electric Supply Company is a second-generation family-owned business based in North Carolina in Burlington, founded in 1987 by Jim Griggs. Southland distributes, rebuilds, and customizes electrical supply products, many of them used in commercial buildings and processes today. Southland takes pride in delivering quality service and dependable products to 6 regional offices throughout the southeastern United States. Today, I'm sitting down with the granddaughter of the founder, Katie Chung. She is the chief financial officer at Southland Electrical. With over 10 years of experience, her primary focus at Southland is to drive successful financial growth and cost management. She began working there after completing a double major in business administration and accounting at NC State University. Chung also received her Master of Business Administration from Elon University. Katie, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, so it's always interesting when we talk to family businesses and people that are part of it. I mean, how early do you remember being a part of what was going on here?
Very young. Yeah, I think I was 6 or so. Dad would bring us here after school, you know, when my mom had something going on, or and we'd be here. I remember doing inventory in one of our original buildings, pushing fuses across the floor because they were too heavy for me to physically pick up. So I don't know if that work was actually needed, but it was something I was given to do. Oftentimes in the summers, I would come and count inventory. Again, I don't think it was a business process that was actually necessary, but it was something given for us to do to work in the business as we were young. So did that, answered phones when I got a little bit older, and then went to college and then came back here.
So as you were growing up and began to become like a teenager, did you just always know you were going to be a part of this?
The opposite, actually. So I really never thought I would come back here. I thought I would go to school and, you know, take on a different career. And then my husband really wanted to move to this area. He had always been from larger cities and really wanted to come to a small town for us. And I selected to come here. Originally had a job in another country and after graduating in 09. And I received a very quick phone call about an hour after I told my dad that I was going to move overseas. So I had a job offer and my husband wanted us to come back here, and I agreed, and I'm very fortunate that I made that decision because it turned out to be something I really, really enjoyed. I've enjoyed it a lot. I've enjoyed the people we've worked with over the last 15 years or so that I've been here, and I've been very fortunate that I've made my home here, both professionally and personally. So,
well, Southland seems like it has a very interesting history. Tell me about your grandfather and the things that he did to get the company started.
Well, so it was my grandfather and my father. So Jim Griggs, my grandfather, and Mike Griggs, my dad, they started doing demolition work back in the late 70s. And that grew into the electrical company we have today. So we would pull out electrical equipment from demolition jobs. We call it plant reclamation now, which is still a component of what we do. It's how we get some of our inventory. And slowly but surely, you saw the demolition kind of peter off, and we started doing a lot better in the electrical sales. We put a lot of investment and energy into making sure we were producing a high quality product, a safe product, and we grew from there and really took off after the internet came into play, and we had a website and an online presence and online checkout, you know, similar to everything people are using today, and just grew from there. And we've had record years the last 3 years and have some of the same people that started with us back in 1987 that are still here and just grown as much as we could.
What do you attribute to that growth over the last 3 years?
Some of it is genuinely just treating people well, treating people with respect, making sure that they know that this is a home for them. I mean, work is not always treated that way for a lot of people, and we really put a lot of priority in making sure our team is respected and err on the side of the employee, just do as much as we can. We always made sure we had very robust benefits for the size of the company that we are, you know, because we are a smaller company, but we wanted our benefits to match any large organization. And as well as the supply chain issues have also attributed a lot to our growth over the last 3 years. We specialize in holding a lot of inventory. And when inventory became in short supply from traditional manufacturing lines, it just enabled us to grow because we had it. And then we were able to buy more inventory to keep more in stock, and having it's the name of the game for us.
It's interesting that when I asked you the question, you started with speaking about the people and how your staff was important for your growth. I think there's a lot to be learned from that.
Yeah, I'm incredibly fortunate to have good teachers in that aspect. My dad has always put people first. He always connects with them. You can hear him asking about their family, checking in to see how they are. How's this kid? Did they play well in their soccer game? And for much of my career, I've tried to emulate that because I think that is a trait worth emulating. And I respect him a lot for doing that and teaching me that.
Yeah, so I talked at the beginning about how Southland was very tied into the community. Can you talk about some of the things that you're involved in around the area and how that's been helpful to Southland and yourself?
Yeah, so I volunteer in quite a number of organizations, and we did that in order to be present within our community. For many years there, we kind of chose to fly under the radar, and then we started to realize that if we wanted help from organizations like the MEP, if we wanted help from our local or government here, we had to be present with them, and it was a two-way street. So we started participating in things like Engage Alamance. We hosted that tour for people to come through. I don't know if that program's still active. I volunteer with the Burlington Downtown Corporation, which is a Main Street district here in Burlington. I think that's quite valuable. Even though we're not technically in the Main Street district, we are right next door, right? So we want to make sure that works for us. But truly what it comes down to, and I'm going to circle back around to people, is because if Burlington is a great place to be, a great place to live, a great place to raise your family, it becomes easier to have staff, highly talented staff, come here because they want to bring their families here, right? So the more that we are involved in the community and we can build the community up around us, engage with Elon University, with NC State, the better chance we have at getting highly skilled people to come and work for us and stay with us.
Well, it was very easy to see as you showed us around here how much you really understood all of the things that were being made and what they did. I mean, did you ever think about being an engineer?
No, I'm not good enough at math for that, which is odd given that I do finance. But honestly, I think the joke is I have my CPA. I need a calculator to do math. The engineering is not something I think I would have succeeded at.
Yeah. So, well, again, it's nice to see a family-run business grow like this and in the area. What do you see as the future? I think you talked about recently you've got a new partner involved in this. Can you talk about that and what the expectations are?
Yeah. So we were acquired at the first part of this year by Integrated Power Services. They are a motor generation company that is based out of Greenville, South Carolina. We selected to move forward with that process because we knew as a family there was only so much further we could get our people elevated and to move up. You know, it takes a lot of effort to grow at the rate that we've grown, and it would take more to get, you know, to the next level. If we want to double in size, it's hard to do just on your own. And we knew looking at that and our trajectory, we felt like it was the right time for us to bring in a partner behind us to help support that and grow our organization beyond the family ownership. Because, you know, as Dad is getting toward maybe a retirement, succession becomes a challenge in every family business. And we knew that to get to the next level, the appropriate next step was to have a partner.
Yeah. So again, we're excited about your growth and we're pleased to hear what you kind of do for the community. And I know the community is happy that you're going to stay here, I guess, even if you're still growing, right?
Yeah.
Was that a part of the deal? We get to stay here.
Absolutely. They, you know, it was never part of the deal for us to move. We wanted to stay here. We will stay here. You can't replace the level of talent we have. So it's not like you can just move because all of these people aren't going to move with you, right? They want to be here. They have their families here. And it's always the priority because that's what we're really working for, is to go home and spend time with our families, whether it's me or some, you know, any given staff member, right? You're not living for work. We're living for the things that happen outside of here. And naturally, if you treat our team well, if you treat staff well, if you enable them to live good lives outside of this place, they're going to come back and give more here. You know, they're going to make it their place to be as well.
Well, that's a good one to close on.
Thank you.
Katie, thank you for inviting us in to Southland Electrical. And we wish you all the success.
Thank you, Phil.
I've been speaking with Katie Chung. She's the CFO of Southland Electrical Company here in Burlington, North Carolina. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's Clocking In, Voices of NC Manufacturing. This podcast is brought to you by NC State's College of Engineering, the North Carolina Manufacturing Extension Partnership, and Industry Expansion Solutions. If you'd like to learn more about the solutions NCMEP offers, go to www.ncmep.org. Want to listen to previous Clocking In podcasts? Go to ncmep.org/clockingin.